mentioned in the introduction to design of experiments, when we were in school, we learned a pretty linear way of doing experiments. And it can be akin to a random walk if you don't really know where you're going. Now, in class, we had the advantage of that the set of experiments were usually prescribed, and they weren't exploratory, and we weren't trying to find the best fit or the optimized solution or the maximum or minimum inside some combination of variables. We were exploring different scientific concepts most often. And so the other thing that we typically do is we get a design or we create a mock-up of a new product, and we try a couple of things. Well, what happens if I change the resistor? What happens if I change this or that? Or what happens when I increase the load? And we may do a whole series of different experiments just to explore and try the new product and new design concept. Now, those are fine, and those are informative, and those provide a lot of value. But when you get down to the final parts of your design and you've got a number of different trade-offs to compare and contrast and to optimize, for example, that's when design of experiments really provide a lot of value. And we're going to talk about this tool in a number of different ways. But the basic idea is that it's an iterative approach. There's no one design of experiments that's going to solve all of your problems. We usually break these things down into the sequence of questions that we need answered at various parts of the process. So we may come up with a concept and, well, will it work? Will this design actually provide the functionality we need? Well, we can do some basic experiments to find out whether it's working or not. And then we take a look at the performance and say we're looking at a power supply and we want it to provide a stable 5 volts. Well, let's say it has a little bit of noise or variability in it, depending on how the product is being used. And so the next question might be, how can we improve that performance? How can we minimize the variability that's there? And we may do a number of experiments with different setups in our circuit or different concepts for solving the problem, and then look at which ones provide us a better answer, given the variability that we would expect. And then we take it into manufacturing, and we're looking at improving the yield. Well, let's explore how the different soldering processes or the material sets or different vendors impact the final performance of our product. In each of these cases, whether we're dealing with the design functionality or optimization or improvement of throughput or yield, there's generally dozens, if not hundreds, of different variables that may impact the final solution. So even if we created one experiment that covered all these things, it may be just unmanageable to actually achieve that set of experiments. So we typically break it down by asking very specific questions. And with a little bit of knowledge of what DOE can do for you, then you can ask the appropriate questions that the design of experiments tool set can help you answer. But the basic problem solving comes to play in this whole process. It's whether I'm going to use the design of experiments approach or not, I still need to define the problem and find out as much as I can about it. What is the ranges of variability that we expect? What's the performance parameter we're looking for? What's the objective? What's the use environment? All of those things that go into a reasonable design process go in here. And whether I'm doing failure analysis or doing a design creation, I still need a bunch of information to, if nothing else, to understand the lay of the land. Now, we also need, as we're collecting objectives or targets or information about the various factors that are being included in our decision process, we're going to be collecting statistical information, means and standard deviations, if nothing else, and in some cases, distributions and shapes of different histograms and so on. But we also need to understand the items that we would typically not classify as statistical. Is our experience and knowledge and that of our peers can help us understand that, well, that material will have a a creep function, or there's a diffusion issue that goes on, or there's a corrosion problem, or there's from experience, we know that that vendor has very high variability or is a very good vendor or so on. But we have a lot of what some people would call tribal knowledge, but it's our experience primarily that we're drawing on in order to set some limits and bounds on framing the problem we're trying to solve. The next step is, well, if you achieve the perfect design, would you recognize it? So define what you really want. What is it that the problem, what would happen if the problem is solved? What would that look like? What would that feel like? What would those measurements be like? So if it's an optimization issue, then it's maybe it's a very high performance and very stable, say that voltage issue I mentioned earlier, a very stable 5 volts within a very narrow bounds. And a very efficient power supply such that there's very little heat generated. And can we define that? Can we actually write that down and say that's the target, that's what we're looking for? And then here's what's good enough. It's like a tolerance on what's acceptable. But then it's go learn, go figure out how to do this. Go talk to a variety of other people about the space that you're trying to find a solution in. What experience and knowledge is already out there that can help you define the problem? And then run the experiment, set up and practice learning how to do a design of experiments, but also give it some practice. Understand that you may not know everything there is to know about setting up and running these kinds of experiments, but with some practice, you'll get better and better at it and be able to ask better and better questions that uses the tool appropriately. But there's plenty of other people that already know quite a bit about design of experiments. There's resources online and plenty of books written. And maybe within your own organization, you can find somebody that has the knowledge to fill in the gaps for you. So basically, how do you do experiments? Are they one-off, which in many regards is pretty inefficient? Or have you already been dallying in the design of experiments? Or are you a Six Sigma black belt that regularly sets up and runs design of experiments? Let me know. Add it to the comments and stuff, and maybe your experience can be very helpful with other people that are less experienced or new to this tool. Next, we'll take a look at some of the approaches, the difference between different types of testing that we typically set up and run. And I think I'm going to introduce also the difference between classical design of experiments and Taguchi's approach.